Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 33 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where like, comment, and subscribe, you guys. I don't know. Fucking, it's... I don't know. Okay, we're gonna get this podcast started in a second here. We're gonna get the lawnmower, you know, to pull it, you pull to start it, and then it goes, and like, sometimes it doesn't go. It's so annoying. Sometimes it doesn't go. Oh, wow, we're in a silly mood tonight. I'm recording this podcast all out of order. So you're gonna talk about me being energetic in reaction to the video. I don't know. Enjoy a car rant. This is me talking about my religion. I don't know why I wanted to talk about it, but fucking have some deep thoughts. So enjoy, and then I'll get back to being the silly boy.
My worldview. Where to even begin with this one? I guess I'll start at the basis. I believe in evolution. I believe in science. I believe that our ancestors were animals, just like us. We're animals. The only difference is that we are aware of preservation and the future and the past, and we have a consciousness, that an internal dialogue that definitely isn't... most animals don't have this. And also, we have thumbs, so the odds were just stacked in our favor in terms of the, you know, the wildlife. Fucking, the odds were stacked in our favor in terms of the existence in nature. It was inevitable that we would rise to the top. So I guess that as a basis. Everything after society is pretty much extra. You know, we conquered everything. We conquered the world as humans. We did. We conquered the world. We conquered animals. We destroyed the genetics of so many animals in terms of things just, oh, looking cute. It looks cute. You know, pugs have breathing problems. They're so inbred. I'm getting off topic. So everything else after survival, which for most people pretty easy to do, to not die. So far so good, not dead. So everything else is extra. And as humans with consciousness, we know that we're gonna die, and that is perhaps the biggest burden of being a human, is knowing that one day you're not gonna be anymore, is knowing that ultimately everything you do here, it doesn't really matter. You know, everyone is going to just end up dead. We all breathe the same air. We all bleed the same blood, and we're gonna return to the earth one day. And that is that. All religion serves to try and answer these questions. You know. It's to make peace with death. It's to give a reason. You know, it can't just end. There's got to be more. There's got to be a reason. And people who are very religious, I would argue that it's just a nature and nurture. I believe in nature and nurture and psychology and, oh, this is difficult to put into words. Our experiences are what make us who we are, and we will eventually decide whether or not to follow a certain set of beliefs to give meaning to life. And for some people, that just doesn't, it's just not there. You know, from when the time I was a kid, I would do actions that are supposed to be religious. You know, I would eat the bread and I would drink the grape juice and I would hold my hand up as I sang. And one night I even dedicated my life to God. And it wasn't until a while after that I really looked back on that experience and all those things that I was doing, you know, the right practice. In religion, if you take religious studies, you'll know the difference between right practice and right belief. And the symbolic actions never spoke to me, and the right belief, I just never felt anything, and that's the end of it, you know? So you have this system of beliefs that answer all these questions about life, you know? God is the reason that you're here. God is you're gonna go to heaven if you're a good person after you die. Seeking to reward yourself for your actions here on earth. And all these questions are essentially, in one way or another, sort of answered, but they're put into a new category, which is God, which no one knows what that is. No one knows what God is. And so when you fall out of religion, or in my case, when you realize that you never believed, you start to question every moral code of ethics that religion exists to put into place. So naturally, you're going to have a lot of questions, and it might turn some people off to even question anything. It would be more comforting just to have these answers, but if you fall out of religion, naturally you're going to have a lot of questions, and that is the existential crisis of being a human. It's the fact that no one knows, you know, there's these things that someone made up that you can believe is holier than a human, but it's written in our language. It's written by humans. We don't actually even know the people who wrote the Bible. You think someone in Israel was named John? Matthew? We don't even know. Someone wrote this and decided the answers. And when you fall out of a religion, you start to question everything. And people who are religious say, oh, if you're not religious, where do you get your moral, your code of ethics? Where's your morals come from? And to that I answer, nature versus nurture, you know? Some people are born psychopaths. And there's nothing you can do. No amount of religion can save them. Because they will do actions in the name of God, thinking they're doing the right thing, but really they're just a psychopath and probably, you know, gonna kill people. And that is, so I'd argue that in that case, religion is actually pretty damaging. There are wars are a lot of wars are started over religion. The Crusades, the war, I mean, it's not really about religion anymore, but they're us compared to the people in the Middle East are, we function in a different way. Society is different from here as opposed to there. And we are hiding behind the fact that they're generally a different religion in order to put blame on people and dehumanize them in order to service companies that want their oil. And they say they don't like the way we are. They don't like our freedoms. They're ultimately, yes, capitalism and money's a religion, and you're watching these people act upon that, and it is evil. Money is evil, and that is so to get back, it's hard to even attack this from one angle. So when you fall out of religion, you have all these questions, and then you start to look at these things, you know? You start to look at these examples of people who are really just, they're the people who are in power. And the more you pay attention to politics, the more you realize that it is only there to control the people, to divide people, you know? When people, I'd argue that science, it doesn't allow for much room for religion. So what happened in society, I believe, is that people turned to politics as the new holy rolling. They said, oh, this is how everyone should be. And that is what Democrats have done. Whereas the people who generally are more religious align more with right. So that's just, so politics is basically just a religion at that point. And you saw man make it. We created it for ourselves. And ultimately what it is doing is destroying our country. So you start to look at these things. You start to look at the way people behave, how we dehumanize people in our own countries, in our own towns, in our own states. We openly wish for people who have different ideologies than us to perish. When Trump got coronavirus, people were like, I hope he dies. So you look at these and what you're thinking, what does this have to do with religion? You look at these things, you look at the way people behave, and you remember the fact that we're all going to die. And you see the way that politicians and the media, they warp the public perception to believe that they're right and the other people are wrong. And that is what ultimately where religion ends up. And it's so difficult for some people who are really far down that rabbit hole to even understand what it's like to not be religious. Some people say, oh, everyone worships. Everybody worships something. You know, some preachers who try to give meaning to people who don't believe anything. They try to explain it, because they just genuinely don't understand it, because their questions are answered and they want someone to. So, okay. So when you lose religion, you need to come up with your own answers. And there is a comfort in nihilism. Understanding that all of your friends, all of your family, you, everyone you know, will one day just not be at all. It's gonna happen. Death comes for all of us. And karma exists in the sense that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. It doesn't really line up. But the fact is, we're all gonna die. So you look at these things and you need to decide the answers. It is the answers come from nature versus nurture. It comes from your experiences, it comes from logic, it comes from the public perception of something. You know, okay, take abortion for example. Religious people believe that life is holy. You created a life, and if you didn't do that, you don't have the right to kill something. And my answer to that is, some people don't believe that though. So you can't put your morals as truth. If we want true freedom in this country, you cannot say this is correct. If we're a country that is supposed to be culturally diverse, so many cultures combined, religion, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all of these things, it is a conflict of interest to say that because I believe that life is sacred and my religion describes it as such, that you can't kill the baby, that perhaps giving birth ruins some women's bodies, a lot of women's bodies. And if you went, people enjoy sex. It's just who we are. We like it. So when you take religion out of it, you say, oh, it doesn't matter. Why would you get married? Why would you do anything? Why? Nothing matters. Yes, nothing matters. So you just have sex. And if you should get out of sex what you wanted from it. You know, it's in our genetic code to enjoy it because it physically feels good, but it also procreates. So I guess what I'm saying is, the fact of the matter is, life happens to you. None of us chose this. We're all just kind of here. And you can look to politicians, you can look to religious figures, you can look to some higher power, you can look to money as the root of the purpose of life. You know, we're not here, believe it or not, we're not here to make money. Everything after society is extra. We made it. Life is really easy. It is easy not to die. So after all that, and you look at society and the things people want, they want fame, they want money, they want cars, they want girls, they're all things they want. Materialism gets you nowhere. And when you realize that, that's pretty comforting. The fact that when you Jeff Bezos is gonna die, You think about that? Did you think about that? He's gonna die. So are you. So what does it matter what you did? What are you gonna do? And when you look at it through this lens, the things you prioritize become more meaningful, more valuable, more present, because we're all gonna die. So where do the morals come from? Well, we're all gonna die, so why would you want to make someone's life harder? There's no amount of religion that can save some people. You know? When you understand that we're all gonna die, you just want to make everyone around you happy. You just want to do the things that you enjoy. And you're living in the moment. You're not worried about money. You're not worried about bills. You're not worried about... Yes, sometimes life is fucking hard and you gotta prioritize these things, but ultimately, you don't need a mansion. You don't. No amount of acquiring something will fill that void. Material possessions are not going to fill the void. And so when you experience death, when you have someone close to you that dies unexpectedly, it is your job to ascribe it meaning. Because, right, you don't want to believe that life is pointless. So out of tragedy, out of death, out of loss, you can ascribe meaning. You can decide what the lesson is. The lesson, and this is so personal. This is so personal to me, and I'm not going to get into specifics, but the most important thing in life is to be comfortable in your own head. So that's the lesson I learned. That's the lesson I learned. Someone who opted out of this life, who had told me time and time again that his biggest fear was being alone. So that is the meaning of life, is to... the lesson that you need to be comfortable inside your own head. And you see people who are not healthy. You see the way people act. I've done a lot of research into psychology and coping mechanisms and things that people do to try and fill a void, when the real void is comfort in your own fucking head. No amount of substance, no amount of money, no amount of love, of sex, of women, of drugs, of cars, of money, mansions, fame, fortune, nothing will fill the void. No one thing. The only thing you have is yourself. Friends don't fill the void. Family doesn't fill the void. You can have people around you and not even realize it. I would see people who are not alone, but they feel alone and they take for granted what they have. When you understand that we're all gonna die, you take more time to prioritize what makes you happy. The only thing that's gonna make you happy is figuring it out. Figuring out a way to be comfortable in your own head. You can be the most entertaining person in the world, But if you, this is why comedians, people who are so silly and happy and fun, they make other people smile. They have beautiful lives. That's why these people kill themselves. They're fucking geniuses, but they don't prioritize their own self. So that's my religion. That we're all gonna die. And while you're here, you may as well do the best you can. That's all we're doing. We're all doing the best we can. Love everybody. Love everybody for their failures. Love everybody for the things that you disagree upon. Love everybody for things that you can't even imagine thinking. Because that's what we are as humans. No one asked to be here. Life happens to you. We're all gonna die. So make your life as good as it can be while you're here. With the cards that you're dealt. And don't run from yourself. Nothing's gonna fill the void except you. And that's my religion.
Jesus fucking Christ. That was way deeper than I thought it was gonna be. I totally forgot recording that. And now, just as I listen back to it, I got very deep and personal. So I guess there you go. That's my worldview. That's the way I think of things. The way I see things. I'm just gonna... The amount of times that I said, we're all gonna die, it may sound fucking dark to some people, but there is some sort of comfort there. I don't even know anymore. It's fucking 1 a.m. Shit is wild. Life is crazy. So I've been trying to taper off of my medication because I feel that I'm in a comfortable state, which is strange. You wouldn't think that from hearing what you just heard. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds bad. I get really deep. I mean, I have a lot of time. I mean, COVID has sure given a lot of people a lot of time to think about it. And I don't know. You kind of have to learn how to be comfortable in your own head. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable the whole time. The whole time you're alive? Forever. Until you die, you're going to be upset. Then you fucking make it work. And I know that sounds like like I overcame depression and you can too. Like, I have sympathy for depression. But, like, you gotta come to these thoughts on your own. You gotta figure it out. You have to, you gotta do your 10,000 hours, man. You gotta do your 10,000 hours in your own brain. Sit there and think about everything, okay? When I was a kid, I grew up in front of a computer, and that's fine. And it's fine. Maybe that's why I'm so fucking nihilistic and I'm somehow came out the other end. I don't know. I'm a success story from the internet, dude. Welcome to the internet age where people, their religion is nihilism. What the fuck is wrong with me? I mean, it's crazy, but that's what my life is. I never really was. I'm an introvert. So if it was before computers, I would probably be just sitting here drawing or writing, which, I mean, shit, man. Computers are fucking entertaining. But I'm doing some self-care and I do some research. I learn a lot of things and I know I'm very developed I have so many brain cells, dude. My fucking head is gigantic. I had to wear a men's size helmet since the time I was a child. When I was learning how to ride a bike, okay? I was wearing a men's size, like a helmet. That big, because my head's just that big. And then I finally, thank God I grew into my own head, but I had a big head as a kid and it was annoying. So I got a lot of brain cells. It probably killed off a lot of them from just my habits. Self-medicating is not the thing that I would suggest, but I don't know. I somehow came out the other. Ow, fuck, dude. What the fuck? Oh my God. You know when you hit your funny bone on a table? Okay, I just did that with my throat. It's this muscle that I just felt run down from like the side of my neck to my shoulder. Just for the position that I put my mouth in. Excuse me, body, I would like you to stop. What the fuck is that about? So I've been tapering off my medication. If you could, wow, I'm getting wild with it tonight, boys. Maybe I was just too medicated to come up with things to talk about, because the moment, yo, I was fucking editing the podcast, and I swear to God, I did a lot of pre-recording, okay? For this podcast, I did a lot of pre-recording for the first like 4 months that it was coming out, because I started off doing monthly episodes because I was like, how am I going to figure out how to talk for an hour every week? And so I was like, okay, I can manage an hour and we'll ease it up after there. Then now here we are on the, but what I was trying to say is that once I started my medication, you know, for depression and shit, after I started my treatment, which would consist of just some chemical help, then what was the conversation just about? Fuck. Shit, and now it's, oh, here's what I was saying. Wow, what's wrong with me? We'll never know. The world will never. This is what happens when you leave someone alone for so long. They're way past. This is what happens when you get past nihilism. It's like a different, it's like nihilism, the religion. I mean, yeah, I'm still talking about it. Fucking hell. Anyway, what I was trying to say was, the moment I started my medication, why was I talking about the religion? Man, I'm all over the place, yo. Maybe I have ADHD or something, or I'm just fucking crazy right now. Everybody have to go crazy right now. Okay. The moment, I'm gonna get this sentence eventually. I'll get this thought through. The moment I started my medication, I started getting very boring. I started talking slower. I just said that sentence really fast. Whoa. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going. This is just freestyle. I'm freestyling, man. I got no notes. I started the topic that I started with was reacting just to how fucking awkward that would probably be if I was talking to someone. You know, I'm just picturing, like, while I was listening to that, and then I just started recording after I listened to it back, because I was like, I don't want to record tonight, but I'll just fucking listen to some of it just to get 20 minutes of work done. I was like, what the fuck, man? I gotta just picturing you listening to that was what I was doing. And so I needed to clear the air. I needed to make the home. I needed to make your ear canal more comfortable with the energy. The energy needed to switch it up, boy. All right, fuck, man. Let's get to it then. I had COVID. Fuck my ass, dude. Fuck my ass. I should've listened to my to all the symptoms. I was like, no. I lost taste. You can do that with a cold too, right? You get shivers. Those are seasonal allergies. Yep. Bro, I had Corona. And it was so obvious. My dad got it and he tested positive, so the only place he could have gotten it was for me. And I'm an idiot, is what I'm saying. So, there's your test results back. You can officially be mad at me for being part of the problem. It's just like, oh no, it's a cold, dude, it's a cold. But I still do kind of think that if it was so slight that I didn't even notice it, I mean, I couldn't fucking not notice losing smell and taste. Shit's still not back 100%. Smell is getting better, though. It's about like 60%. 60, 70%. Nah, I'm gonna say 60%. Not to get too cocky. You forget what it's like. And so when it comes back even a little, you're just like, whoa, I forgot how to do this. But point is, I still kind of think that that COVID being so deadly is a symptom of an unhealthy nation. I mean, fuck. Were the numbers even like that bad compared to the rest of the world? Because there were places where they didn't do masks, where they were doing better, and it just had nothing to do with like anything. And all it really seemed to do was like enforce the fact that, you know, if you're healthy, this won't kill you. It kills like less than 1% of people, right? I don't know. Well, good thing is, with the vaccine is starting to happen. Oh boy, baby boy. We gotta get Joe Biden on in the presidency for my birthday. My birthday is the 21st. Is it the 20th? I don't fucking know. Point is, why do I keep saying point is? I have no point, and you know that. This is crazy right now, what I'm doing. Just talking to the void. I mean, it's therapy. I called this podcast. I wanted to call it. I was thinking about renaming it to Tyler Damsma Goes to Therapy. Because it's what it is. But I think, my intro, I'm already fucked because I refer to it by name every single episode as if someone who clicked on the show Brain Dribble wouldn't know like what the words sounded like. Like they wouldn't be able to read it with the voice in their head to interpret the information and what it would be if you said it out loud. That's an inherent part of speech, right? Are there some people who just don't get, like, they get like just half of that? They can read and understand the information, but they don't know what the fuck it would be out loud. They can't read out loud. I don't know. There's definitely someone. Well, I guess they just wouldn't be able to speak then, would they? they wouldn't be able to like communicate with. That's so weird. There's definitely people like that. Yeah, dude. This is crazy. This is a rant. This is the most scrambled my brain has been during a recording for a while. Like, I haven't been, you know, that's what this is. Do you hear it? It's, I'm going crazy, clearly. But I'm tapering off my meds. I'm quitting my medication. That's a good idea. Yeah, no, I just feel like I'm in a better place. I was drunk and high every night over the summer. Stopped drinking. Kind of, I don't know. I'm not really, I'm still smoking, but, I don't know. I feel at a more comfortable place in my mental, you know? I needed a pad to land on after this shit that happened. And that was, yeah, I needed some chemical help. I need a chemical pad to land on. And I feel like it served its purpose. Because at this point, it's been over a year. It was November. I can act crazy, and then I can snap out of it, you know? I'm good, I promise. I don't want you to be actually worried, because I get, like, part of the joke is that I get concerned about myself. Like, yeah, I made it. I'm good. I just talked about my dad. I just talked about death and shit for like 25 minutes in the car. But like, that was even before that. That's how I was before I started tapering off. So maybe. Point is, I'm good. Don't worry about me. Because this is a comedy podcast. And the fact that I keep on, like, this is the same sort of bit that I did with the COVID shit, where it's just like, I want you to think that I'm crazy, but, like, everything I say kind of makes me sound more crazy, and then I'm like, acknowledging it. which is, I don't know, it's funny. It's funny to me. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you hate me. Maybe the only reason that you listen to this is just to make you angry. That was a point that I wanted to include, that I while I was listening to it, I was like, yeah, man, like, so if we're all gonna die, why would you spend your life getting angry at shit? There's a lot of people who are very depressed and don't see that it might be because that the fucking social media, get off of social media. I'm a minimalist, dude. I'm trying to throw shit out. I just got rid of some clothes today. Did some cleaning. I cleaned up my room nice, dude. I had bags and shit and like just on my desk, and I cleared it off, and it's cleaner now. My room looks more vacant than it used to. There's less signs of life. That means it's clean, right? I wouldn't know anyone was here. Is that clean? I guess so, yeah. Is that what clean is? Or just like not dirty? Well, clean is the opposite of dirty. And we can all agree that dirty is just like having like dirt on it. Like having gross shit around. So. So clean. Cleaning for me is taking shit that I rarely use and throwing it in a separate drawer. Like, that'll be like, I don't ever open this drawer. So I'll just put the shit that I don't, you know? Like, this is the junk drawer. It's the junk drawer. And everything else is like, I use that regularly. Everyone's got the junk drawer. And luckily, my junk drawer is fucking big, so I can just throw the shit in it that I don't want to see around. I really just started talking about the definition of clean. I really just did that, and that's what you listened to. I don't know why you do it. Yeah. I mean, very few of you do. The viewership's going down. If you like this, I mean it. If you like this, make someone else like it too. I'm gonna go back to that rant earlier about just the way I grew up. I grew up in front of a computer. I had the internet at my fingertips. I feel like mentally I matured pretty quickly. My coworker, who is in her 50s, I think, she's an adult. She told me that she thought I was wiser than my years, and that's flattering, and she was hitting on me. Oh, fuck. Gross. That's the, you know what? This woman, that was the worst thing I've ever pictured, okay? I've never, ever, I wish that never happened. I wish I could go back before that happened, and just stop it. Point is, I'm a genius, and the internet made me one. I don't know. I matured pretty quickly. I realized that, I never felt religion, so I had to fucking figure out the meaning of life, which is to just chill out, to have a good time. Okay, do whatever you gotta do. Do whatever you gotta do, and then have fun. You know? Everything else is optional. Just fucking, I have, like, creative pursuits, which a lot of it involves analyzing my own brain, hence Brain Dribble. I'm so obsessed with my fucking psychology that you'd hope I'm ready for this whole process of me thinking I needed meds and then getting them, and now I'm stopping them. It is completely solo. I don't need a therapist. Fuck you. I don't need you, guy. You fucking. Oh, yes. Oh. I don't need to fucking hear that shit. I don't want you to pity me. I just. Leave me alone in my brain. Because, okay, so I have had a bad history of just social interactions. I was never a popular person. I am an INTP, personality type, and the Myers-Briggs personality descriptive sign. That's what I am, which is just fucking astrology 2.0, but it's kind of interesting because it's psychology, and I like psychology, but, fucking, I really lose it. I gotta find it. I'll find it. Don't worry. I was alone a lot as a kid. And just being alone and trying to hang out with people who didn't want to hang out with me, pretty much. And it wasn't until college that I really got a taste of, like, you know, I had internet friends for a long time. I grew up with internet friends. People who, I feel like I feel like I'm in a good standing in terms of, like, what an internet person is. I think I score highly on what an internet friend is. It's just to goof off and just laugh, you know? I'm not gonna have much deep connection with just some random person on the internet. But sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. What was my point, though? So I've been alone a lot. And it wasn't until college that I really felt accepted. And even then, there were times... I would always... I had a hard time with FOMO for a while. I would feel left out. I would see people, like, their Snapchat stories or whatever. They would be out. And I thought these were my close friends. And then I wasn't there. So it means there's a group chat that I'm not in, you know? And you kind of just gotta, like, I don't know. I think I found a better group of friends now. Yeah. That's a positive thing that's been going on in my life. I've found a new friend group. That's cheesy to say, but I mean, fucking. My college friend group disbanded. So. I didn't have them anymore. And, yeah. I'm doing all right. Doing all right. And it's really a relief to be able to say that. Because it's been... I mean, shit, dude. I'm gonna cut the bullshit. You know what I'm talking about when I say these things. If you've been following me for a long time, you know that my roommate passed away last July. Question mark. Do I even know? It feels like forever ago. But after that, I kind of just lost all my friends, and then it was winter, and it was cold, and every day was overcast. I fucking hate overcast because it feels like you're in a snow globe. And then Corona happened, which was kind of nice for me, because now people know what it feels like to have to be alone with your thoughts, motherfucker. You're getting a taste of my medicine. Hey, you're getting a little bit of what I did. I've been through it. I know what it's like to be alone. I get it. And I think that's really good. It's going to be good for a lot of people's mental. I swear to God, when we get through this, people will have, actually, in retrospect, probably not. It made for a lot of more extremist political people. Oops. Yeah, never mind. I was completely wrong. It's going to get worse. But no, for real. I think there's a certain population, whatever, I don't know what the fucking word is. There's a certain population that will come out of this with a greater appreciation for life, because they realized all the bullshit, you know? They realized that, oh, fuck, none of this really... It can all just be taken away at any time. We have this structure of how life is. No, we don't. It doesn't. It's futile. A disease could just come and wipe us out, you know? A meteor could hit at any moment. We could all just die. I think for a certain select population, it's going to give them a better... Just having been alone... Been alone. Just having been alone for with their thoughts and just been able to get through this. The fact that they made it to the other side is gonna do... I think it's gonna help people. I really do. Because that is... I feel like fucking... You know how some countries have mandatory, prison sentence, a mandatory prison sentence? I mean, maybe, fuck, maybe, dude, maybe people, we just have to force people to be alone with their thoughts and you think about what you did. No, is that just, I don't know. Oh, there's also people who are not like me. So all this could be bullshit, but hey, it's what worked for me. You know, all this is just, all of this, this is the thing, okay? I'm speaking about people when I say this. This is, these are the logical conclusions that I've come to, is what it is. You know, using all that makes up myself, all my experiences and everything. These are the paths of thought that I follow to give reason to what I think. If that makes any sense. It is pretty, like, I don't know, maybe it's hypothetical. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. Maybe the fact that I think about this shit is just, it's just my coping mechanism. It's just to think about people and decide, okay, that's how it is. I don't know. Point is, I found something that worked for me, and I have reasons as to why I believe things. So this is who I am. This is what I turned out as. And that is the big, I mean, disclaimer, you know? It's not a one-size-fits-all. I realize that it can come off as that because I'm pretty much calling people who... I think that's the conclusion I've come to. It's just, I figured it out how to be alone for a young age. And I never had to deal with learning how to be alone because I knew what it was like. And I think that's just a really important thing for people to experience. And COVID, the lockdowns is gonna help some people. It's definitely gonna help. For the other people who have gotten way more extreme, it's gonna get worse. Trump is banned on Twitter. Great. He's off Twitter. He's off all the social medias, but it's not going to destroy his fan base. He's not dead. There's other ways he can come out and say shit. This kind of just like sets up the cards for him to like create a news station of his own. You know, that's what some people were rumoring. There was rumors that he was going to just create his own news station. It would be like Trump News or some bullshit. Just to, like, keep his followers with him. And then it's just gonna be... I don't know. Maybe he'll just die out there, I guess. Because if he actually does get impeached, he can't even run again. So, I mean... And I don't think after all this... I don't think after the next 4 years... We're gonna, and if he still can run, and if he still does run, he'll be fucking 82? How old is this motherfucker? How old is this motherfucker? Oh, he's 74. Okay. He's still got time. He won't die. Why did I think he was 78? That's fucking old. Anyway. I don't think after the next 4 years, I don't know what's going to happen, obviously, because I'm not a time traveler, but I don't think anything will happen that we will want to go back to a Trump America. Like, majority of people, I really don't see them seeing what has happened. Like, I think... I don't know. He made a lot of people happy. I don't fucking know what I am talking about. I'm one of the people who doesn't like him. It's, you know, I'm just gonna say things to confirm my shit. Whatever. But point is, my worry is that the people who would talk about this shit on Twitter, they don't have, like, their guy. He's not there. So why would they use the platform? Like, there's probably going to make people stop using Twitter as much. Or, I don't know, it's gonna make a certain train of thought, and if we have freedom of speech, you need to be able to talk about things. You know, the only way to correct wrong speech is with right speech. You don't silence people because that makes them more extreme. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm worried that these people are gonna walk away from this thinking, oh, these motherfuckers, they don't know. I mean, you know they will. These people are gonna get more extreme and no one's gonna notice, cause la 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 la, everything's good in fucking social mediaville, and then there's gonna be bombings. I don't know. I hope not. Shit. That's my prediction for the America TV show. That is my prediction for what is gonna happen. What do you think is gonna happen? Let us know what you think is gonna happen on the next season of America. Oh, it's, guess what? Hey, guess what? It's not gonna get better. It's only gonna get worse. And then you'll die. So whatever, you know. Yay. Oh, you gonna be on your death? Hey, you, anybody who's fucking, if you went to the you went to the Capitol, yeah, fucking, you're stupid. What was I gonna say? God damn it, I have thoughts, and then I try to draw it out, then I fucking forget what it was gonna be. Oh, okay. You're gonna be on your deathbed being like, yeah, I really owned the libs that day. Oh, I got put on a no-fly list. Oh, I'm so good. I did a good thing. When are these people gonna realize they didn't do a good thing? They did a very bad thing. What? Like, what? you're gonna break into the Capitol building as they're voting and try to kill Nancy Pelosi? The fuck is wrong with you people? That is literally terrorism, and then they get put on no-fly lists and wonder why. There's this video of this dude crying, having a breakdown in the airport because he's on a no-fly list because he committed an act of terrorism. And these people will realize that they were conned. Hopefully. They will either realize, some of them will realize, and some of them will get more extreme. That's the Revenge of the Sith, boy. That's the Empire strikes back. The word kind of slipped a little. All right. That was the weirdest podcast I've ever done. Let me know. I mean, if it did, let me, no, I don't know if I can, I was gonna say, let me know what you thought of the car rants. I'm gonna keep doing them anyway. I don't really give a shit what you think. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed whatever this was. If you enjoyed, then please recommend it to someone who you think might also enjoy it, because that's how we get things done around here, mister. Okay. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.